तुलसी प्रभु, दे कैन प्रोपगेट माई मैसेज टू होल वर्ल्ड, स्पेशली इन दिस कंट्री. यू शुड ट्राई. एंड ऑल्सो आई वांट दैट ऑल दी डिसाइपल्स शुड प्रैक्टिस लाइक इन देयर लाइफ. दे शुड फॉलो themselves and also to give the message to whole country and to whole world. Don't think that I am not qualified. If you will do, Krishna and Guru will inspire mercy and you can do all these
things. Come from Manila?
His wife too?
Yeah.
I think that you are all okay. You remember your Brijmandal Parikrama? Very good. Then, Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unvilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तन्भक्ताय. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई हम्बल ओबेसिएंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय दीक्षा गुरुदेव ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सर्व स्वामी महाराज. And my into the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Shmad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Perhaps you know or not that I am Bhakti Vedanta, and Swamiji was also Bhakti Vedanta, your Prabhupada. In ISKCON there is no another Bhakti Vedanta, but myself Bhakti Vedanta. He was my Shiksha Guru. He is my God brother of Sannyas. He is God brother of my Gurudev. We were like friends. So I have so many relations, not only one relation. I used to laugh and joke and marry with him. And he accepted that you are my transcendental disciple. Perhaps he has not told any of the ISKCON devotees, but for me he has told like. And in the end, he only requested me not to ISKCON devotees or his God brother even to give his samadhi. He requested me personally that after my
departure,
you with your own hands, you should give me samadhi. And also he requested, I have done some mistakes. Oh, forgive me for that. And tell my God brothers, in preaching I have done something. Also he requested that I have, in Bengali language, that I have brought so many monkeys from all round whole world. And he said, train them. I could not train them. And for what that is, I am coming. I saw. What I saw, that millions of devotees he made. Thousands of brahmachari came to him. lot of grihasth came in Brahmanprastha to him. And among them, more than 100, they took renounce order. But a matter of regret, where they are? The brahmachari became householders. The grihasth, they returned back. Brahmachari, they began to married life. And sannyasi, most of them, they fall down. Why? What is the reason? That he was a very expert manager. He was transcendental guru. Very qualified in all respect, in business, in religious matters, transcendental things, was qualified in all. But why this became? Have you think about that? Why it became? It became possible. Why? There is a stage of bhakti where you will go and realize that bhakti. From there, no fall down. But from beginning, the last fraction of bhakti is Shraddha. There are two kinds of Shraddha. Worldly Shraddha, or they are all understanding, or you should speak in some local language. The girls too? You? They understand? The two girls? And these two girls of Janmashtami Prabhu? And you boys understand something? Otherwise translation may. Oh, you should speak little what I told, the gist. Why they fall down?
Later? Now?
Just now.
So, karami and daw ng mga...
Come on. Here. In front. Come on. Here, in front. Sit down there. Good place. Where is your mother? Now we are now 40. And tomorrow should be 100.
We have invited some also.
Not less than 100. So you should tell what I told. In brief. Why they fall down?
So, karamihan daw ng mga dating devotees, nagkaroon sila ng mga paghihirap dahil sa yung mga brahmachari, nagkaroon ng mga asawa. Yung mga sanyasi naman ay nag-fall down. Dahil nga sa yung kanilang pagpapractice, hindi maayos. And isa pa nga daw ay yung mga nakakumit sila ng mga aparanda, yung mga paling pag-iisip o pag-ugali sa mga exalted devotees. Krishna.
So last fraction of bhakti is called Shraddha. The Shraddha is of two kinds. Like Laukiki and Paramarthiki. What meaning?
Worldly and transcendental.
Worldly and transcendental. Our Shraddha is like worldly, like worldly faith or Shraddha. And transcendental is another. And that Shraddha is what? Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudidha nishchay krishne bhakti kahe sarva define. Oh, no need.
Okay, so the word is quoting the verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in which the definition of Shraddha, what is Shraddha? Gurudev is explaining that there are two types of Shraddha. There is the worldly type of Shraddha, general, that people have, and there is the transcendental, what is called Paramarthic Shraddha. This Shraddha has a definition. How do we know that someone possesses this Paramarthic, this transcendental Shraddha? This Shraddha means faith, but there is a certain type of faith. So this verse is explaining. Shraddha shabde vishvas kohe sudridha nishchay krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. It says that the word Shraddha, it means that someone has complete faith, absolute, unbreakable, unshakable faith, sudridha nishchay. They have faith in what? That Krishna Bhakti Koile, Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. If I do pure bhakti to Krishna, if I serve Krishna in my life, then all other karmas, all other activities and duties, they're automatically taken care of. I don't have to separately endeavor for this. And if someone has this kind of firm belief, strong faith in his life, oh, then under any conditions, under any circumstances, no matter what comes and happens in his life, all trials, all difficulties, he will face them with this unbreakable faith, and he'll never give up his service to Krishna. Who is the example of this? Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur. We know that in his life there was one pastime. Because he was Muslim, he was being persecuted by the local Muslims who became envious of him. He was born Muslim, but he was a great Vaishnava. And he was actually Nam Acharya, the very embodiment of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So when Srila Haridas Thakur was given a punishment by the Muslim magistrate that he should be beaten. He should be beaten in 22 marketplaces, dragged here and there, and severely beaten. Most persons could not even live through one or two marketplaces from this beating. But he was supposed to be taken to 22 marketplaces. And they were beating him and beating him. And they were telling that, now you should just give up your life. You should now die. But Haridas Thakur was not dying. And he told to the chief Muslim magistrate who was giving him the sentence, he told him that you should just follow our Muslim codes and you should give up this so-called Hindu Dharma that you're doing. And then he told, I will never, even if you cut my body into thousands of pieces, I'll never give up this chanting of Krishna's holy names in any condition.
Then, from where this Shraddha comes? By the association of high class Vaishnava who are realized no chance of fall down. By their association, by their services, Ayatamopaha Prabhu and others, called me and my associates, serving day and night with his whole family. So, Shraddha is bound to come in his daughters and sons by association. I gave an example. So this very high class of Shraddha, transcendental Shraddha, may come by this, not by worldly thing, by service, father, mother and others, only by this way. When you will hear from him transcendental things, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all these, that Shraddha will come, which is rare in this world, very rare. And if he comes, then he again serves Vaishnava, always serving. He has so much faith on Vedic literature, faith in Gita, faith in Bhagavad, faith in Ramayana, Puran, on Vyas, on Krishna, on Ram, and especially our Guru Parampara, from Brahma to Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj and my Guru. Shraddha will come. Shraddha will come, surely. But Shraddha should develop something. There are so many things, then they will disturb Shraddha. What? Offenses. Vaishnava Parad. Nama Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad, Guru Aparad, Shastra Aparad, offenses, Nama Aparad, and so many kinds. If anyone knows and very careful in his life, even in a joke, he never criticizes any pure Vaishnava. Then this Shraddha will develop by hearing Hari Katha and by chanting Hari name. If that Shraddha will come even a little, then he will search a Gurudev, transcendental Gurudev, and he will take his ashram, shelter, and then Gurudev kindly, mercifully, he will initiate first Harinam and then Diksha. And then Bhakti will develop. He will practice then Bhakti Yoga with unearth, but not offenses. There are so many, so much difference in unartha and offense. There may be so many anarths. He does not know who am I. He does not know who is Krishna. He does not know what is bhakti. These are anarths. But offense is very, very dangerous. You should always, even in talking, in joking, you should not make any offense in any Vaishnava. Don't criticize even a bad person. Then gradually, bhakti, if you will practice bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padajsevanam, archanam, bandhanam, darsham, sakham, hearing the glories, shravanam, glory of name, glory of Krishna, glory of Krishna Bhakta associates, and then chanting, doing kirtan, telling to others. Kirtan means not only on mridang playing kirtan, not only. If you are speaking from your mouth to anyone, this is Oh, this is real kirtan. That kirtan is one of them. But main kirtan is this. To speak from tan, name, roop, gun, leela, or anything. Then it is. So we must do. Then gracefully what will come? By this practicing yoga, anarth will gracefully go away. And nishtha will come. Nishtha means even anyone will come and cut me in pieces, I will not give up bhakti yoga, chanting or remembering. Never and never in my life. So if that kind of bhakti, shraddha is matured to nishtha, and then from nishtha to ruchi, taste, with taste, if Harinam chanting, taste is coming. If he is speaking Harikatha, some taste is there. He is worshipping, he is cooking, or taste is everywhere. Then, no fear of fall down. Up to, not up to ruchi, up to nishtha even, there is most chance of falling down. So those who came to Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and they left their houses, their wives, their children, their father, mother, wealth, reputation, everything they left. But they could not gain this stage of ruchi. So there is so much chance to fall down, and that is good. If ruchi will come, then no chance. Very, very rare. So all they were like this. They left everything. Millions of devotees came to him. At that time, I think that you were brahmachari at the time, first, not marriage. I know he was also brahmachari. After that he married, because that time he had no ruchi. Now he has ruchi. There is very little chance. But you should be careful that in a joke even, don't offend him. Anybody. So this is the stage why they fall down. So we should try to develop our Shraddha, last fraction, up to Ruchi. And then if Ruchi will come, oh, he will develop in Bhakti. After that, ruchi, ashakti, and transcendental suddha sattva, that is called rati or mudbha, will come. And thus there will be no chance of falling. Whether he is grihastha, no harm, like Pandava. Whether he is a grihastha like Srinivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit, Srivas Acharya also, Narottam Thakur. So they were all grihastha bhakta, no harm. But they were not attached to worldly life. They were attached and dedicated to Krishna and Guru. So it will be late for me. So excuse me. In spite of me, I am requesting Padmanabha Maharaj. He will speak at least 1 hour. What is really bhakti? What is called bhakti?